The 28th of August 2017 signifies 265 years of the Belfast Charitable Society. But where did it all start and where is it situated now? Well, I'm joined by the Chief Executive, Paula Reynolds. What is the Belfast Charitable Society?
The Belfast Charitable Society is actually Belfast's oldest charity, and it was set up 265 years ago by the great and good of Belfast at the time, businessmen, councillors and vicars, to look at how to tackle poverty in Belfast. So they came together on the 28th of August in a pub at the top of North Street, and they decided to set up Belfast Charitable Society, and their main aim at that stage was to build the poor house and the first hospital in Belfast, which is now Clifton House. And is still standing today.
So we're just standing at the entrance to Clifton House. We'll just take a little walk inside, Paula. So what all happened within this building?
The poor house was about trying to give people an alternative from living in the slums or on the streets of Belfast, and really the organisation, the society, was about empowering people and enlightening them, but trying to help them improve their own lives. So we were involved in bringing the Industrial Revolution effectively to Belfast. We were involved in almost all the council affairs of the town, if you like. We were responsible for street lighting, for paving, for policing. We set up town planning here. We brought water to Belfast. So albeit the building was a poor house and a hospital, we had numerous other sort of responsibilities and services that we were responsible for too.
Well, I'm also joined by Eamon Phoenix, a historian. Eamon, what is the significance then of this building? We'll just take a walk through.
Yes, it's a beautiful Georgian building, designed by an amateur, by the way. You see the spinning wheels here, because actually Belfast's Industrial Revolution, you might say Ulster's, began here in Clifton House with the introduction of the cotton industry here. In the corner there you have a particular place called the Black Hole, where anyone who gave trouble was actually secured. The other thing about this building is, of course, it's connected with Belfast's Gold Age at the end of the 18th century. For example, this was the radical period of the volunteers of the United Irishmen when Belfast took a stand against slavery. So many of the people involved in that appear here in the portrait of this very, very grand boardroom. I mean, this is the most historic room in Belfast. So much of Belfast's history, it became a barracks held by the military during the 98 Rising. It dealt with poverty and disease during the Great Irish Famine. And of course, it lived into the post-partition period. So for example, it became a police station again during the Second World War.
So if we walk on another little bit, and where are we heading to now, Eamon?
Well, I think we're heading round to what we call the archive room, just round the corner. But I mean, this is all 18th century Belfast here. We're passing the charity boards, which have the names of the great and the good who subscribed to the alleviation of poverty in the town. And we're coming into this smaller room here, and you can see drawings and photographs and documents, because in fact there's a very important archive attached to Clifton House, telling us so much about early Belfast.
And what is the future, Paula, of the Belfast Charitable Society?
We can still continue to tackle poverty and disadvantage. We have an older people's home for people with mild to moderate dementia. We also facilitate nursing care. We also still continue to be a philanthropic body. We have some investments. We give funding out through loans to community and voluntary sector organisations to help them with the work that they're doing in tackling disadvantage on the ground. We also have an area of work around promoting our heritage and promoting our history. So we have a vast, vast story and record of Belfast, how this organisation was crucially involved and very significant in terms of influencing the development of Belfast, but also how others played their part too. So our role is about sharing that, obviously safeguarding it and protecting it too, but sharing it with others.